Serious news, seriously entertaining. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
That is right. Happy, happy, happy Friday, Gatos and Chad Show. Hey, Gatos, big Q poll questions brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers. It actually has to do with the next guest coming on here in a second. And it's about the police. Arizona Republican State Representative John Canvas will join us here in a moment. He's got a bill he's introduced to make a good idea as far as being able to film officers. Yay or nay? What say you? He wants to say, no, you can't do it. That's the bill he's proposing. The majority of you are saying no. 84% of you saying it's a bad idea. Let's ask the man himself. Joining us now is Arizona State Representative John Kavanaugh. Welcome to the program. Barry in for Gatos today, so you'll have to suffer through that, John. But he is one of your constituents, so be nice to him. Tell us a bit about this bill.
Sure. First, thanks for letting me explain it to your listeners. I got a call from a couple of cops in Tucson. They called me because I'm a retired cop. They were concerned because there's a group that follows police around or listens to the radio. And when they're doing enforcement action, these people walk right up behind the officers filming the encounter, which is very dangerous because the officer doesn't know if this is, you know, a harmless civilian or a friend of the person being arrested, say, who's trying to attack the cop. So it could cause a mistake in terms of, you know, a fight. Beyond that, when the cop is distracted and has to look at this person, the person he's arresting or questioning could punch the cop or could dispose of evidence. So my bill doesn't say that you can film a police officer. I just say, keep back 15 feet unless the cop says it's okay to come closer. At that distance, you know, the person's not really a threat and not a distraction to the cop. So they can film, just don't do it in a dangerous way.
Representative John Kavanaugh joins us here on KTAR. So, John, let me ask you, I mean, do you think there might have been another way to phrase this? I understand what you're saying, and I appreciate that additional detail, mm-hmm. and I think many would agree. I mean, if you're getting up close to police officers while they're making an arrest, that can be dangerous for the officer and for others. But when you're saying you have to be more than 15 feet away to film, wouldn't that mean we wouldn't have the film of George Floyd, for example? We wouldn't have some other films that we have seen. Don't we have that right? It seems like we're restricting a right of people to film things sure. that are happening in public. I mean, you don't have a right of privacy there. Could we have fine-tuned this a bit to get to your point without taking away people's rights?
Sure. Well, first of all, there's no right to get right on top of a cop when he's doing his job. You know, we put tape around crime scenes, and you have to stay behind the tape. If a cop's making an arrest, he hasn't got time right. to put tape around. But it's understood that this is not, you know, an area where we should just walk up and ask him what the time of day is. In terms of a video like the George Floyd, well, actually, most of the George Floyd video was on police body camera video, which all of our cops have and will still be available. But if you look at the one civilian George Floyd video, it actually gives you the best shot of the scene because the person was, in fact, 15 to 20 feet away filming. And that meant that he didn't just get the shoulder of the cop and George Floyd on the ground. He got the entire scene, including people in the other area. So that shot gave the viewer perspective
yeah.
and also allowed the viewer to see other actions that might be nearby that might actually also be part of the encounter. So I think you actually get a better shot from 15 feet than breathing over the neck of the officer.
Talking to John Kavanaugh, Arizona State Representative, represents our good buddy Barry, who's in for Gatos today. So again, John, be careful, or maybe he'll say no to the vote on you. When you introduce something like this, obviously everybody sees it, and then nobody ever reads the bill, any of the bills anymore. We just look at the headlines, you know, and you got to dig deeper in some of this stuff. I'm sure the police are happy, but I'm sure other groups are pushing back. Who have you heard from outside of just the usual run-of-the-mill media who's pushing back saying, well, hold on a second, you can't do this?
Well, you know, the so-called civil libertarians, like the ACLU types, you know, they think that any infringement on the right of people to film is bad. You know, and of course, they're not.
Oop, John?
Oh, my God. The ACLU got to John?
Yeah.
Oh, there you are.
There
we lost
are, John.
You.
Sorry about
yeah.
that.
Okay.
So the ACLU.
And I think also people who don't realize that from 15 feet, you.
Nope, we lost you again, John. I'm not sure what's happening here. But John Kavanaugh is joining us. He's an Arizona representative in the legislature. And, John, if you can hear us, let us know. Otherwise, maybe we'll try to get you back on the phone again. But, you know, the issue, and if he comes back on, I'll ask him this, Chad, is this is unconstitutional. The courts have already ruled that people have a constitutional right to videotape police activity. Now, what he's saying about safety of officers.
I completely agree. Like 10, 15 feet, and, you know, those kind of things. I don't really have a problem with a certain distance.
Again, ten feet is interesting. 6 feet. I mean, you can talk about that. 15 feet seems far. Hey, John, welcome back. What I was just saying is, the courts have found that that people have a constitutional right to videotape police, and when they're in their job. I think most people would agree that if they're looking over their shoulder or on their back, as you're describing, that's a different story. And I think you can make you could create a law that just says you can't get that close to police officers within a few feet of them as they're making an arrest, as opposed to saying they can't film, and if you do it, you could end up with a month in jail. And that's why I keep asking, isn't there a way to make this, to get to your point about police safety, without removing the right that we all have to videotape police?
Yeah. Well, again, the right is there at 15 feet or closer if the cop says it's okay. The bill also says if there's an obstruction or it's like a room around the corner, you can get closer. But, you know, at 15 feet, you can see everything. And with today's cell phones, at 15 feet, you can zoom in and get really close. So I don't think the distance is really that much of an issue. And I think the safety issue for the cop and, you know, even for the person who might be mistaken as someone interfering with the arrest trumps the fact that of the distance.
Why not just take the filming part out of the bill and talk about the safety aspect of not being too close to officers, not infringing on the officer as he's making an arrest? Talk about those things and make that illegal and not even bring up filming.
Well, I mean, I don't want to make it illegal for an innocent person whose his intent is not to get involved in the incident to just walk past, you know, a cop questioning somebody.
But I would assume an officer won't realize. I would assume an officer is not going to arrest someone who's just walking past innocently.
Well, if you get too close or something, everybody crowds around.
Yeah. So, I mean, but I think the problem is these are organized groups that purposely do this to go after cops. And they can get good footage from 15 feet. So why create the confusion and distraction?
Why didn't you just aim it at groups that were or people that were, you know, singularly looking at cops rather than the average person? Because most of the time when something like George Floyd happening, that wasn't a group. That was just, you know, passerby. They weren't trying to get something. Sure. They were just happened to be crossing the street, saw what was going on. In today's age, let's be real, all of us reach for our cell phones and we say, let's take pictures of something. But you sound like these groups are singularly looking for that gotcha shot.
Yeah, but even an ordinary citizen might not realize that they are becoming a potential threat to an officer, perception-wise, when they suddenly walk a few feet to the left or right of an officer who's engaged in activity, because officers can make mistakes about people's intentions.
Yeah, absolutely. John Kavanaugh, appreciate you coming on. Arizona State Representative, thanks so much for clearing some of that stuff up, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Interesting. Again, I mean, you know, clearing up, though, it made it seem like you couldn't film an officer at all. Then you start to get deeper into it because there's very little known about the bill outside of, you know, usually an announcement and stuff. But, you know, you can film. He's got to be 50 feet.
Yeah. Again, I think he can get the result done without talking about filming. I think that's why 84% of the people on the poll.
Well, 84% probably thought you can't film cops.
Right.
At all.
Right.
But you can. You just have to be a certain distance.
My concern is you're giving the police, like, part of the bill is if the police give you permission, you can record. I don't think that's not the issue.
No,
we have a constitutional right to do it.
He made it seem like you can come closer if the cop says it's okay.
Yeah. But what it should be is if you have these groups that are harassing police officers that are getting too close, that are getting in the middle of arrests, make that illegal. That should be illegal already, frankly.
Yeah, like paparazzi. Paparazzi laws.
And get rid of them. But I think you got to take out of the, you have to take out the language that you can't film police.
Yeah, absolutely. That to me is, again, like everything, defund police, film police. It all gets lost in translation. It's amazing that nobody has professional writers to write these things up. Coming up, kids, 20% of us are lazy, say the CDC. We know how great they are at stuff. But I think 80% of us are also lying on top of that. We'll discuss that straight after.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
That is us. You are you. Gatos out today. Barry, thank you so much for filling in. Interesting. Brian Laundry. Remember that whole thing last year with Gabby Petito, Brian Laundry? Did he or didn't he? They found his body dead. Apparently, the FBI is reporting that he did indeed wrote down that he did kill her.
Oh, boy.
And
oh,
so there is no, so we don't have to.
Case closed.
Case closed
much.
At wow. that point in time. He did write down that he did murder her. Inside of one of his, I guess he had some of those notebooks they were able to recover and that they weren't all destroyed by the water and everything.
Did he say why?
That they're not telling that, but they just said he did claim responsibility. And that was, God, remember that? You know, like what happened? It was so weird. The parents, what happened there? And that weird, like they saw him. And then he ended up being what, like 2 miles away behind the house?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
And there weren't a lot of them left either because, it's well, as we all know, Florida's Florida, and any puddle has some sort of creature that can eat you inside of it.
I'm always amazed you don't live in Florida. It seems like your kind of place.
You know what?
There's alligators everywhere and
I
stuff.
I love Florida. Oh, got to be tough. But you know what's really weird? You would think that. Here's the thing with Florida. Florida is cracked down. You can't own any animals in Florida virtually
really?
Anymore. Yeah. It used to be fun, but so many of them become invasive species. And part of the reason everybody blamed bad pet owners, some of that's true, but a lot of it had to do with also the fact that they have hurricanes. People flee and they don't take all the reptiles with them. And then their house blows down and those things get out.
Yeah.
So that was also a big issue. But yeah, so Brian Laundry has admitted he was responsible for this.
Right.
New study has come out, and I don't know if this should shock anybody in America, that according to the CDC, which is, we take that for a grain of salt, right? For whatever that's worth.
Oh, come on now. They got this right.
Yeah. We are a lazy nation.
Yeah.
We're super
no.
lazy.
No. Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. It says 20% of people don't get enough exercise. And I'm like, 80% of people are lying.
No. They're saying 25% of people are lazy. Flat out lazy.
Yeah.
That's what it said, that they just lie on the couch.
But I think it's a lot more than that.
Oh, I think it is, too.
I think it's probably closer to 50 to 70%.
I think you're
right. Lazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, really lazy. Like, when's the last, like, you go to the gym, right?
Yeah.
I work out. I try to play golf a couple days a week. I try to work out at home as much as I possibly can between my 12 hours. You know, I try to walk at least 12 to 15,000 steps a day. On the weekends, I'll walk somewhere between 20 and 30 playing golf. And I'm also lifting weights. I do my bands and stuff. I used to play a lot of soccer, but it's just too much because...
Slacker.
Yeah, well, I don't have time anymore to play at night because I start working at like 2 in the morning.
I pay somebody to make me work out.
It's a good thing.
If I don't pay them to do it, I won't do it.
I pay somebody to work out for me.
It's a smart thing. That right there is smart.
That's even better.
That,
yeah. I'm very
that is
active.
Good. That is a good thing. But we're definitely lazy. But they're talking about like ultra lazy.
Yeah.
Like,
this is
not even pretend lazy.
Sedentary.
Like lazy where you would go to Central Casting and say, give me the slob.
Yeah. That guy. So it's kind of amazing. It actually, if you look at this, maybe it's not so surprising. The folks, the states that have the most sedentary people, the laziest people, it's a lot of the South, Chad. I mean, that's
why they can never rise again.
What?
Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Kentucky, West Virginia. Those
that's
are the worst.
That's why they can't
states.
Rise again.
Tennessee.
I keep telling you, they can't rise again because they can't get up.
And then the rest of the South is in that next bad spot. By the way, those states I just gave you, over 30% of those people are sedentary and lazy. And then the next little group, you get Texas and Florida and Georgia and South Carolina and Tennessee and Nevada, by the way. Arizona, second to the best group, somewhere in that 20 to 25% range. And then the best states, apparently, Washington State, Utah, Colorado, and Vermont. Those are the ones
Utah,
who are most active.
I could see, because they're always at the top of super healthy, because a lot of people move there specifically because they like to hike, they like to bike, they like to ski. It's a very outdoors place where the climate, while cold, is not ferocious. But when you look at places like Vermont, like you're active for 5 months out of the year.
Yeah.
Maybe six. And then you're indoors because
it's cold.
Yeah.
And here, though, you
that's
could almost it's almost the other way around.
Yeah.
You know, we have to run inside because it's too hot. And then there's a few months out of the year where it's beautiful and we're out all over everything.
Yeah. I think 9 months out of the year we're good here.
Yeah, we're pretty solid.
Yeah, maybe so.
But here's a perfect example, though, of all the things we're talking about. Look at the South, right? What? They're overweight.
Yep.
That's been a huge thing. Coronavirus, right? It's run rampant. But mostly who was hurt? Well, I mean, mostly who was hurt is anybody over 85. It's really destroyed. You know, that's the majority of the deaths are like 75 plus, but 85 has like 200,000 to 850,000 deaths. But also people being overweight, with it brings diabetes, heart disease, all these kind of things, and then you couple in anything from the flu to the coronavirus. I mean, you're in a heap of trouble.
It's bad. And so the CDC study, what they did this, it's actually before COVID. So it's 2017 to 2020, and they released this map showing it state by state. And what they're saying is that we're not doing enough to protect our health. That we're not even active enough at a minimum to do what's necessary to protect our health, and that being more active could prevent 1 out of 10, 10% of premature deaths, not overall deaths, just premature deaths.
Yeah.
So it's I think we know that now, right? Being active, being exercised, and just moving around, the best thing you can do for yourself.
Absolutely. It's not, you know what? You walk 30 minutes a day. First of all, never in my life, outside of maybe being injured, have I ever finished a workout and said, oh, that wasn't good. Like afterwards, you're like, you know what? I feel better. Right. My head's clear. You know, the endorphins are kicking in. It feels good.
It's the getting there part. That's
it's the getting there part. That's why she has to pay somebody.
That's right.
To work her out.
That's right.
But you enjoy it, though. Right? When you're done, you
when
always
I'm
feel
done,
better.
When I'm done, I'm always glad that I actually got up. And because I paid them, I know I, in my mind, I'm too cheap to miss
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't not go. I paid too much for this.
Yep.
I have to go.
I need to do that again. That's what I used to do.
You need to pay somebody to work out for
you? I really don't normally. I haven't done it in I don't even know how long now. But I'll tell you, if you have that appointment, you go.
You do.
At least to get you back into
the. And it's different than just paying a gym membership where you can go or not. But when somebody's expecting you and you paid for their time and when you, you will show up.
You can do that too if you're just saying you're going to meet a friend. So at least you have an appointment. You and your friend are going to get there at the same time to work out. And then maybe you feel bad if you don't show up too. But the fact is, I got to tell you, I was in a store the other day. I was actually working, but I was in a store and I had a lot of time just to watch everybody walk through. And I say this from a position of being the person I'm just about to describe. Almost everybody's overweight.
Yeah.
It's amazing when you just stop and look around in public, almost everybody's overweight.
You know what's happened
incredible.
In the pandemic? We've went two ways. A good majority of America got even more out of shape.
Yeah.
And some of America got in better shape than they've been in a long time. But we definitely went in two ways.
Yeah.
And we're like, which way's the bad way? They're like, oh, being overweight. We're like, we're going in that direction. Welcome to America.
Peloton people did okay.
Peloton people. Didn't they just?
Yeah, they're falling apart now.
Nobody
needs
them anymore.
Are they still in existence? Right?
Like, well, they're not going to build anymore from now till the end of the year. They have so much inventory, they can't sell it. Yeah. So,
Who would have thought? Plummeting. You didn't patent any of those ideas, and then everybody else said, hey, we should just do the same thing.
We just sold ours.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you really?
My wife was loving it. She was all over it. She kind of lost it. She's back at the gym. My wife works out a lot.
Yeah.
But she's like, I'm not using this thing anymore. So we put it up online, and it was gone in an hour.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's great. It's like a boat. Use it for a while. Let somebody else have the enjoyment.
Right. Or it's like a place where you hang your clothes that costs you $3,000. That's also something as well. I just want you guys to know that. Well, I can tell you guys something.
Uh-oh.
America, I talk about incrementalism and the weirdness that can happen. But how about this? California, some people have suggested, you know what? If we want equality, maybe it's time that we just get rid of parenthood. Make it illegal. Not to have kids, but to be a parent. We will talk about that straight ahead. It's the Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news. Seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
I got to tell you how amazing our good buddies here at Parker & Sons are. They brought you much of this amazing hour.
Oh, my goodness.
Plumbing Electrical, two-time winner of the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award. Very, very ethical. Let me get your take on this, kids. I think this was a couple of years. This is Melissa Harris Perry. She's on MSNBC talking about parenthood and kids.
We have never invested as much in public education as we should have because we've always had kind of a private notion of children. Your kid is yours and totally your responsibility. We haven't had a very collective notion of these are our children. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
Yeah. And this comes on the heels.
What is she talking about?
Yeah. So, this is the insanity of the world that we live in now. And I keep telling about incrementalism.
It is.
Joe Matthews last week proposed something. And it was an op-ed piece in California, of course, because crazy comes as crazy does. He proposes that if we want true equity, we need to abolish parenthood. What? Some people have two parents.
All right.
Some two people who have two parents, they're the what we would consider the normal standard, you know, unit of parenting, male, right. female. Some of them are rather successful. They can give their children more. So if we want to get rid of this thing, it should be more of a community raising your children. And in doing so, also the maybe swapping kids now for, hey, you take a poor kid and give your rich kid to another family who's poor.
What?
Yeah.
He didn't really say that. Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. Some people are like, oh, that's got to be satire. And he's like, no, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Yeah.
You know, this is what always happens to me, Chad. All this stuff happens after it would be effective for me. So you're saying when my kids were young, I could have just given them away. It's like the community has to raise my kids.
Yeah.
But now they're too old. Well, I've already had to go through it.
It takes a village.
Oh, that's not right.
Yeah. They always want to do this. Right. Like, they always want to abolish like student loans after you've already paid yours off.
Right. That's exactly right. That's my thing. So now, will they help me pay for my kids' college education? Is that going to happen? Sure, I bet that's included in there.
No, it's not.
Not yet.
It's a very interesting thing, but it's this push for, you know, this equity and equality. And look, I'm all about, I want everybody to have a fair shot, but life's not fair. Let's be 100%. You and I don't look like Brad Pitt.
Well, speak for yourself.
I am speaking for both of us. I'm going to go on the record. Can we all agree? And I do not look like all Brad right. Pitt.
No, because Barry's hair is really dark and you don't have any.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. We don't look like Brad Pitt.
Never confuse you for that reason only.
There you go. For that reason only. Nothing else. No other reason.
Nothing I like better than coming in here on my day off to find out I don't look like Brad Pitt. Go ahead.
But life isn't fair. Some people start at, you know, on the way rounding third. And they've hit a home run that they didn't deserve, and it was a grand slam, just wasn't regular. And other people, they've got to go to bat, and they don't have a bat. It should be the fact that you get to go up to bat that we should ensure that you have that opportunity.
Here's where I think you and I are probably on the same page here. We're all for equal opportunity. Everybody 100%. Should have the same opportunity. There should be no discrimination.
Not equal.
You shouldn't be held back from doing something. All equal opportunity. We're not for equal outcome. So that everybody should have the same outcome just because we're all here.
Yeah.
People who put in more effort, people who do things better, they should have a better outcome, but we should all have the opportunity.
Yeah. And here's what you should ask parents to do.
What's that?
Raise your kids so when they grow up, they're not little jerks. There you go. That's how you return them to the world, and then you can go from there. All right. Coming up, kids.
Coming up.
Lady. Got hit yesterday or the other day on the news live. Got an update on her and her buddy Tom or Tim, whoever it was, because she's also trying to defend him. Because as we heard, a lot of people were mad at Tim because they thought Tim was a jerk.
Anchorman Tim.
We'll talk about that straight ahead. Barry marks it in for Gatos. Gatos Chat Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad Show, afternoons.
Hey, Barry Marchand in for the lovely Mr. Gatos. He should be back on Monday. Feeling a little under the weather. It's not COVID!
No.
Everybody
has COVID.
The feds are suing, being sued by Ducey.
Doug Ducey suing the government.
Yeah, I try to explain to people all the time. I can't believe that happens. That happens all the time.
All the time. Yeah, they're suing. He doesn't like that the Treasury Department said you're using the COVID money wrong by threatening schools that you're pulling money and giving money to schools that don't have mask mandates, stuff like that. They're saying that's the opposite of what we gave you the money for. Yeah. So they said we're going to claw back the money, or we're not going to give you the other part of the money we still owe you. And Ducey said, oh, yeah, and sued him.
Yeah, and then remember, what was it? Trump threatened to take away money from sanctuary states, right?
Yes.
And then he sued and they said, you guys can't do that. You can't do that. And they're not going to be able to do this. And that's the reality of the way this silliness goes.
Put it right into the courts. We'll have a decision 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. And then you look over other states across the country, not just crazy California. They're not using that money for COVID stuff. Yeah, some of that. They're building bridges. Nobody's using it in theory for what they're supposed to.
I have to tell you something. They gave the states so much money. Way too much money. So the states are using it to balance their budget. They're paying off debt. They're doing anything they want because they did the COVID stuff. And they have this oodles of money just sitting around now.
And people wonder why inflation's through the roof.
Arizona's sitting here going, we have $1 billion plus in extra money. Where do you think that came from?
Yeah.
It's incredible. I mean, tax receipts are up. We're doing great. But someone just keeps keeps throwing money at you, Chad, you're going to have a lot of money in savings. It's incredible.
It's now what you're going to do with it, right? Like, yeah. California's thought process is we're going to give everybody free health care, but that's not going to last here. We're like, I'm interested to see what they're going to do with it. I look at Texas and a lot of these other people. They balance their budget. And like you said, they're throwing money at all kinds of different things because they have found money. And kind of like a lot of people did who got that $1,200 stimulus check, then another one, then high. They're spending it like they're going out of style.
That's why the economy's, you know, people keep saying the economy's bad and maybe we're going in that direction. But right now, it's good. People are spending money crazy because they have more money than we've ever had. Yeah. Savings rate is as high as it's ever been. People's wages are up. Arizona, by the way, wages in Arizona up way more than even around the rest of the country.
Yeah, but we're also at 10% inflation rate as far as the gain. That's
well,
so even so even
housing,
if we went up 6, we're still minus 4 in theory, and that's sad. Yesterday, Barry, I don't know if you heard the magic that was the young lady who got squished.
And now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze thaw, we see this water main breaks.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay,
well,
Tim.
That's first for you on TV, Tori.
We're all good.
Yeah, yeah. Tori there had been hit by a car. And by the way, she talks about she was hit by a car in college because apparently it's magnetic cars with Tori.
I got to tell you, you're hit by a car once, I feel bad for you. You hit by a car a second time, you're kind of an idiot.
You're trying.
Where
like you're
standing?
Trying. Unless you're a stuntman, it feels like you're trying.
Come on.
She was all over the news the last couple days because of this. It went
social
completely viral.
Yeah.
She talked about it, but she also brought old Tim on there because a lot of people were mad at Tim. Because, well, Tim didn't seem to have any sympathy.
Tori, you gave us all a scare, of course, but the most important news, you're okay.
Tim.
You're okay.
Exactly, and I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I had so many people reach out to me, and I really appreciate it. It was definitely a crazy moment, and after that...
For those of you who don't know what accent that is a Maryland accent.
Is that what that
crazy
is?
Crazy moment, because one of my fill-in producers on my national show, her name is Valen, and she's like, it's a crazy moment.
Happened. I do want to say my boss took me to the hospital.
That's the workman's comp area. Let's make sure we don't get sued.
Did get checked out. Everything is okay. No broken bones.
Okay.
Just a little bit of soreness, but it's all good. You know, it was just so fast. I didn't even see that car coming. I had no...
Well, you couldn't because you were facing in one direction and it came from behind.
It's behind you.
So, but she also goes on to talk about, because Tim's like, look, I couldn't see anything.
Why is she standing in the street?
Yeah, well, she was doing a live shot because stuff was exploding and there was severe weather. But she also said, look, don't get mad at Tim.
Yeah.
He couldn't see.
A lot of people
were mad at Tim. I was telling the guys earlier, people are mad at Tim. People want to know she's okay. Nobody's mad at the driver. Like, Tim hit her.
True. That's true. How does the driver miss that? It's a woman standing there, and there's a camera crew filming her.
It's
ridiculous. By the way, I blame Tim. Screw Tim.
Hey, ASU could have guns on campus. What? We'll talk about it, Gates and Chad Show.